Episode 74, back-to-back of the AMAs, Alex and Chopper, we are here. Is this the last episode we're doing before your show, Alex?
Nope, or... not yet. 1 week pa, tingnan natin kung may masisingit
tayo. Dude, we can do a third episode today if you have the time. We've got plenty of time. We'll see. But again, I want to get as much reminding from to people as much as possible before this show.
I don't know if the... Chopper has the time kasi pinakamahirap sa lahat yung ihi ka tapos
stop!
Ano mo talaga ang pinakamatindi talaga mapigil yung ihi. Minsan gusto ko pa yung ebs eh, kasi maano mo yan.
No, I can't.
Hindi, puta ka na yung tayo talaga mahirap yan.
Nangingilabot ka na yun.
Hindi, kasi yung ihi, I mean, we've all been in this situation. Yung ihi talaga, we can get away with it. Now, granted, for us guys, it's considerably easier to piss where we need to piss than girls. Pero yung tae is really equality.
kaya nga trained yung girls sa magpigil ng ihi. Kasi mahirap, di ba? So madami ka situations na hindi ka talaga makaka-ihi. So kaya ko to.
No. Okay. Wait. Sorry, Alex. But you guys, okay. So let's do the gender advantages. Kung kailangan umihi, lamang kami. I mean, it really is.
Exactly,
we can spin around. Titi natin. There. Pero pag tae, kayo, kasi if you have a skirt, you can open and kind of shit and close. You know, it's like you kind of like I think that you can hide somewhere.
No.
Open mo yung skirt mo. Di na kailangan mag squat or anything. Kami kasi we have pants or something like that. Maong, that's a lot of production.
No, you still have to squat because like if pag tumae ka, tapos hindi ka na nag-squat.
I know, but it's a minor squat. It's like one of those. You know, I just feel the logistics
no,
easier.
No, you still have to squat. You can't poo standing up because then it'll run all over your legs. And
that's
stuff.
If you're saying diarrhea.
No, it will still.
But sorry. Yeah. Alam mo sa akin pati iye, iba talaga sa akin iye. Madali, mahirap ako mapigilan yung iye. Kasi nga, ano eh, parang, ano, pag punong-puno. Yung abs kasi, pwede yung matrain ng abs mo eh. Di ba na may namamahay?
Kung wala kang sakit. Kung may sakit ka, wala eh. You're the mercy.
Diba? Itong magandang opening talaga ng...
si Jill kumakain ng crinkles.
Yeah. You're really at the mercy. Kung may sakit ka, yung sakit ng chan mo, you're... Wala eh. I still think a girl has it better.
Pagpalapit ka na ng CR, or alam na na yung drive ka na pa, alam na ng tae mo na...
Well, it is mental. I mean, actually...
Alam mo, may isa ako masamang experience sa wiwi. Sa sobrang ingi ako, pagpasok ko sa... Kasi dahil nga siya sinasabi ni Mo na open mo na yung zipper mo, pak!
Yeah, no, sa titi mo.
Oh. 3 points eh, nag-a-attempt kami ng 3 points doon sa, ano, sa urinal.
Yeah.
Pucha, sobrang ano ko pag ganun ko, di ba pagpwesto ng etits, yung ihi lumabas
na, nabasa ako.
Nabasa ako yung paanong kabilang ano. hindi pa ako sa showbiz noon, man. So, I have to explain na lang. Man, sorry, man. Tapos galit na galit talaga basahin sapatos niya. Alam mo yun?
Shit.
So, hindi ko talaga, ano gagawin ko yung, alam mo yung host na parang.
Yung off-yellow, yung off-white niya.
Oh my God. So, yung,
sa mga fireman na hindi makontrol yung
Yeah.
Tapos ang tagal pa na ihi ko, ang tagal din na ihi niya. So, ang tagal na natititigan.
Ang off-white.
Yung apologetic ako, pero hindi ko nagsasayta na I'm sorry. Kasi parang, baka mo misinterpret iba kung ba't ako yung sorry. Parang, ipukha-pukha na ganito sa pukha ko.
Okay, so this is pre-showbiz, but this is not poor Alex. Because poor Alex, yeah. I mean, you can piss on your friends. Like, again, I wasn't poor, but growing up in the province, yung iihi ka, pero tatamain mo yung paanang kaibigan mo, that's normal. Like, you do that. We do that
kaya
shit.
Kaya mo umiihi, tinutulak nyo sila.
Yeah. Well, no, iihin mo yung...
Para to give context, nagsusugal pa ako noon and I was in a hurry kasi yung number.
Sayang.
Basta yung sinasabi ko, ang dami ko ng chinelas na inihi. Like, umihi ako sa mga daming bagong chinelas, you know, with your friends and all of that stuff. That's a very guy thing to do. Even though he's a stranger, you know, if you're from the streets, they'll probably forgive it. So this is post poor Alex, pre-rich Alex. This is like right in the middle there.
Ayoko yung hati gabi gigising ako, tapos iihi ako, tapos ayoko buksan yung ilaw kasi mawawala, ano mo eh, mawawala yung antok mo, di ba? Tapos nakatayo ng konti, tapos mag-i-split.
Yeah.
Why would it split?
Because you're when you're sleeping, and again, I'm not a doctor, so doctors and medical people, correct me if I'm wrong and forgive me if I am, but when you're sleeping, you always wake up with a boner. You know this, babe. You'll graze my, you know, if your leg grazes my body, you'll feel
it. I'm sure
it.
It's the other way around. Your penis is grazing my leg.
Yeah, I'm doing that too. And, but the thing is, when you have a boner, your dick is thinking, there's some sex that needs to happen. So it's a different kind of like valve that is
open,
you know, or aligned with your penis hole. Like that valve, it's the fucking cum valve that's ready to go. So when you are, if you either just ejaculated, like any of you guys ever masturbated and all of a sudden peed and then it just fires indifferent because the valves are not aligned. Your piss valve and your cum valve are not aligned. Yeah.
I thought it's because maybe you left some dry residue there at the tip.
No, by the way, this is not a medical explanation, okay? I don't even know if there's two valves. I doubt it. I think there's only really one. But I think your bladder and your balls are fighting for entrance to that pipe. I don't think it has anything to do with the hole. I think it has everything to do with the competing.
Yeah, and so
you know, bladder and balls, they're both kind of fighting, and when they fight, they meet, and when they meet, it sprays in different directions. I just sit down.
I did not know you sit down, babe.
Yeah, I sit down when I pee. I was not prepared for that. No, every morning, if you ever see me in the morning pee, you'll hear the toilet seat go like fall out because I'm peeing because you know boner. It's better that than me doing some parkour and all of a sudden there's piss everywhere. So what I do is I sit down and then you grab your dick and you push it down into the water.
Tama, may nadi-discover ka sa upper game mo na di malam. Mo, may naging joke ako dyan sa sinasabi mo na yung boner na pag tumigit sa asawa mo yung sa babae. Basta may, di ba, pag bata-bata ka, pag nandig ka ng babae, tigas ka agad yung titi mo. Nandig kita ka kahit sa public place, tigas sa titi mo bilang, ano, para ready? Ngayon, pag may edad ka na, pag nadaanan ka ng boobs, yung titi mo nagtatanong, ano, anong gusto mong mangyari?
May mangyayari ba?
Ano, may mangyayari ba?
Sure ka ba?
Question niya muna. Ano ba? Boss, ano to? Titigas pa ako para may intention. Ano? Bilisan mo!
Sayang yung workout ko.
Sarap pag ikis-kiss eh. Sarap ikis-kiss, no?
Oh my God!
Hindi, pag ano, dun sa, ano, pag nakakahiga ng gating gabi, wala ka naman bala may pag-sex. Minsan, ano lang, just the, no, parang, saya kaya nun. Just the promise. No? Diba mo, just the promise that there's there within your access, pero the excitement na, yeah. Ewan ko mo sa mga lala, babae, ang hirap makaintindi. Alam mo, pag matigas, diba, parang ganun. O, misa tatawin po, what's that?
She literally said that to me this morning. Literally.
Ano?
What time did we wake up? We woke up maybe 4 a.m. because I wake up early.
No, it's funny kasi nag-alarm yung phone niya. Tapos ako naman natawa kasi he has a new Apple Watch and ayaw niyang bumangon. He's trying to turn off the alarm with a new finger feature. Yung ganon. Ayaw mamatay nung ano. I could see him like nakahug siya sa akin. We're spooning. And then he goes like...
Gumaganin ako sa alarm eh.
Hindi alarm, so
fucking, I haven't turned it on. I just got this. Kakalabas lang to yesterday, right? This the new iPhone and the watch.
And we slept undressed, like naked. Like so biglang gumalaw siya, and then I'm like, oh my God, babe, like you're.
And then
hard.
I did this, then Lina goes to backpacking.
No, don't, exactly, babe.
And then she said,
seriously,
what? You were just gonna say that? I didn't do that. Of course, I didn't do that. Goodness, can't even be funny if it's him. It's fine.
No, and then his penis.
Oh, so now you can talk about it. Then when I do this something.
No, but you said you put this and then you put that. That didn't happen. Like, that's so...
Saya. Basta nangyari yun. Paniniwala.
I-imagine na ni Alex yung paniniwala.
Yeah, I can always talk about my penis. But
then, natutulog kayo na nakaubad? Kahit meron na kahit bisita niyo ako?
Yes.
Yeah.
Door open. Door open.
Because we need to hear if there's something going on with kids.
Door open. I need to know if there's a home invasion. Nakita mo naman yung mga videos, di ba, sa San Francisco?
Imagine mo, Alex, may magnanakaw sa bahay. Tapos si Mo, tsaka yung baril niya. Masyashock yung magnanakaw. Ay, patakahubad!
Tiyan, mababa pa naman ako doon ng ating gabi pag mag-iinom ako ng tubig.
Hindi naman kami lumalabas na hubad.
Hindi nga.
Oh, go. Anyway, we gotta get some.
Ano, namatay pa yung alarm? Namatay yung alarm?
Hindi namatay yung alarm.
Yeah. Napunta yung kwento na sinabi ni Chopper.
Well, so he moved to get up para kunin yung cellphone niya. Tapos,
sabi niya, ba't tigas ng titi mo kagad? And I'm like, well,
kakagising mo lang.
Kakagising mo, tigas ng titi mo. Sabi ko, well, I said this the other week. Minsan lang nangyayari ito, nakahiga tayo ng ganito. So, I have to maximize opportunities. Parang yung last girl, di ba? Sayang, nandito na ako, galing Cebu. We're here, let's go.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, sometimes our daughter still sleeps with us. So.
Oh, she sleeps with us 95% of the time. Like, yeah. This was a very, very incredibly rare blue moon levels of fucking where it was just the two of us.
Yep.
Red, you're 26. You are in Doha, Qatar. Alex, you went to Qatar, right? Yes. In your last
hindi ako nakapunta sa Doha.
That's a nice place.
Doon ako sa Bahrain, Oman, and Dubai.
Fucking Doha's nice. A lot of sand though as well. okay, so Red, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here, man.
Hi. Good morning, good evening to you guys.
Good morning. What time is it? What time is it there? Hold on, let me use my new watch.
It's 6:17.
I was just going to say that. 6:20,
something like that.
Yeah, it's super early. Okay.
Super early.
Yeah, 6:19. Fair enough. Thanks for waking up early for the show. We appreciate it. It is a weekend
thank you.
Yes, it is Sunday. Okay. What is up? What do you want to talk about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, first of all, I'm a long-time listener since 2009.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yes, I was a freshman high school.
Yes, senior high.
Yes. No, actually, well, first year ako umabot dun. So, ayun, and big fans din pala, even my parents, they were the ones who introduced me to the show.
Good.
Really?
Fantastic.
Amazing.
Because we always listen to Magic 89.9.
I see.
Your parents are like, "What katatawag dyan?" And then all of a sudden, here we are, fucking 24 years later, on the show.
They might probably hear this, so if they're listening, guys, I love you. You're crazy, but I love you. It's
I love it.
I love this guy. You're like my new favorite caller of the year.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you sound so gentle and nice and. Good. You sound like a good person. Okay, so I hope this is not a horrible call, but tell us what the problem is.
Yeah. Actually, this is just a personal. I just want to have a personal advice from you guys because obviously, mas madami kayong experiences. I mean,
yeah.
And I couldn't ask any advice from my parents because they're much older than you, so they.
Thanks, asshole.
They don't get the shape.
They're way older. Love it.
Yeah. But okay, my question is how do I begin to trust people again? I mean in general. So the story is basically na burnout ako dun sa previous job ko.
Yeah.
Okay. I was so burned out because I was working in the creative industry and I've been doing this for a very long time. I've been working since I was 16 basically. And na burnout ako because it was a startup company and we only have a small team, right? So everything was fine at first. But then things started to change. And by the way, I was heading a department. I was the head of the creative department.
How long have you been there in Doha?
I've been here since 2000 last year.
Okay, yeah, so you're still relatively new to the country. Okay.
Relatively new.
Okay.
And so I was heading
and sorry, Red, before Doha, Philippines, or are you
yes,
moving?
Okay.
All right. So this is your first kind of international experience.
Yes.
And all
of
that. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. And So I was the head of department, right? So I was very close with the owners, with the CEO of the company. And basically, na burned out ako kasi I was basically working 7 days straight.
Yeah.
Straight.
Yeah,
I was barely getting enough sleep. Yeah. I was barely getting enough sleep. I was barely eating. And to me, that was fine. Okay. Because ang mentality ko also when it comes to work is either I'm going to commit 100% or none at all. So, ganun yung mentality ko. And
you'll get older.
Everything. Everything. Because, you know, so na-burnt out ako kasi okay yung company yung nung umpisa. We were very close, you know. But I guess mali ko din because I was too vulnerable. I allowed myself to become vulnerable kasi nga maliit. So, you know, we go out, lumalabas kami and all that. But to the point that we were very close on a familial level.
Okay, I mean, listen, we get it. It's a small company. If you're ever thinking about working at a startup, you have to understand the hours are not 8 hours a day. Yes. They're 15, 16, 17, something like that. And then, you grow with the company and you know, you very often you get a really good position because you were there from the beginning, but it's a lot of work and you sometimes have no life. And sometimes your life is your people, that group of people that you live with. It's good for young people like you, but the problem with young people like you is, and this is a little bit of a generalization, the problem with the young people is they got a lot of emotions. They got a lot more emotions than the older group of people. So things like burnout, and they're even get worse than that. Sometimes it just starts with burnout. Then we start getting into depression and all of these things. Very common for people of your generation. So, okay, we get it. Don't say the word burnout anymore. We've heard it 100 times. What happened?
So dahil nga dun, and then nahaluan pa ng office politics. Because they were hiring basically people na alam mo yun, kakilala lang nila, and then dinadala nila dun sa office just because. And I really didn't like that.
Okay.
I don't think it was a good thing for the company.
Sure, but they can do whatever they want. They own the company.
They own the company.
Okay, so continue.
So I understood that. And dun na nagsimula yung depression and anxiety. Basically, panic attacks every single day. To the point na I was hyperventilating every single day. Okay, so anyway, tapos na yon kasi I got out of the company last June. Umalis na ako doon kasi.
When you're saying you're hyperventilating, let me go back to that real quick before you say tapos na yon. You're hyperventilating every single day. You're depressed. Suicidal maybe even.
Yes, actually.
Okay.
It came to that point.
Okay.
It came to that point because hindi rin nakatulong. Hindi rin kasi nakatulong that I was in some sort of situationship with one of my coworkers, which is also a department head.
Okay. So, the worst of the worst of the feelings. The reason why I bring up the suicide is I want to know how far are we going with this level of depression? What made you...
It came to a point where I basically almost threw myself from a building.
Like what? Like when you say you're through, like were you standing? Did you get to the point where you're on the roof?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I was there.
I wonder if you land on sand though. If that's...
Don't do that. I'm
just fucking around with this guy. Okay, so you're already on the... Okay, now all of a sudden, I have to take this. Sorry. But when you say you're staring, is it fine. Staring and just wondering, or is it
blank, nothing. You don't have any. You're not thinking.
I know. But do you understand what I'm saying physically? Like Alex, you get what I'm saying, right? Am I wording this correctly? Is it you're thinking of jumping off a building, or you're actually on the edge, like fucking like this?
I was on the edge. I was on the edge of the building.
Holy shit!
I was already I was crying, but looking back now that I think of it, my mind was blank. When you get to that point, your mind is blank.
I was gonna ask you. That was my next question. That was my next question. Like when you're at the edge already, it almost seems like Alex, for somebody who's had a bit of trials yourself, what is your hold on, Red? I'm gonna put you on hold for a second. Okay. What's the mindset? And not saying that you've felt this, Alex, but it just my assumption is there's thinking about jumping off a building, and then there's fucking getting on the building edge. I always feel like when you get on the building edge, you've sold it. Impressed by that.
Ako hindi. Yung depression, hindi ko talaga naiisip na kahit ano. No. Pero, alam mo, mag-isip ka lang. Normal naman natin tayong iba na iniisip mo lang. Kahit na hindi ka depressed, maisip mo lang. Basta hindi mo execute, okay yun. Pero ikaw, nakatayo ka na.
That's amazing, man.
Pero, Medyo iba yun. Iba yun.
How many floors are we talking about?
Na yun ang nakakatakot eh.
How many floors were we talking about?
8 floors.
Oh, man, that could have been just a really bad injury too, though. That's, man, that would have been really fucked up. Listen, real quick, okay? And I said this before we started with this whole challenge that you went through. I said, man, I really like this guy. You sound like a good dude. You sound like you're likable.
Yes.
I'm not trying to talk you off a ledge because you've been able to do that. And congratulations. That makes me happy. But legit, like honesty, I liked you. I liked you before we even heard this kind of rather dark story. So you got off the edge. Where are you now?
I was actually doing fine because after I left the company in June, I said, you know what, I need to do something about this. Because imagine yung since 16, I was working since 16. I didn't have any relationships or whatever because okay, I don't have any time for that. And sabi ko, nung biglang umalis ako dito, that was the point in my life na totally biglang nag-silent. Alam mo yung sanay ka na doon sa routine na may ginagawa ka everyday. So sabi ko, I need to sort this shit out because I don't have any time. I can't waste time. So I got myself, I went into therapy. I found a good therapist. But of course, therapy won't give you any advice. So, but it helped me, you know, to sort of guide me and reorient me.
Oh, absolutely. And I love that you use those words. Like, that's perfect. Reorient is
yeah,
because
you
also
sound like a good person. Yes. There's not a lot of change. I don't think you need to change who you are, but reorienting, that's
perfect. Like, yeah, getting out of that really kind of
mindset.
Also, it doesn't help because the reason also why is because I have two brothers, two younger brothers. I'm the eldest. So they look up to me, you know. So lahat ng mga nangyari sa akin, all this depression, anxiety, whatever, never kung pinakita sa kanila yun. Because ano na lang iisipin nila. Yun na lang yung nasa isip.
Well, again, that just goes back to your good guy traits that I was talking about earlier is you understood your role as a kuya, not to, you know, to kind of guide them more positively. Okay, so where are we right now? Like, what's the question?
Yeah. So now I'm working two jobs. I have a full-time job and then a part-time job during the evening, right? So everything's going great. Work, everything, yung mga tao na kasama ko, everything's great. But then there was this one time sa work. That was actually the day nung nag-message ako sa DJ Mo. There was one time na my coworkers were engaging in small talk, you know, getting to know you and all that. And then when one of my coworkers asked me, or saan ka nag-aral or ganun or what were your experiences beforehand, I felt it was so personal na yung panic attack na nag-hyperventilate ako right then and there, because I felt like I was being interrogated. Because nga yung mga experiences ko before, I felt like I was betrayed, you know, na kasi kaya ako napagod noon kasi I felt like hindi ako binavalue.
Okay, red, I'm gonna cut you off real quick. Alex, what's the face? What's the face? No, the
parang
that face. Parang is that, para, is that para, the
paranoia?
Is that, are the, is that the, these fucking kids' face or what? Like, what was that? And I mean, because I think, God, we're gonna sound like awful people.
It's a lack of social experience because all he's done is work since 16. Siya. So a normal conversation to us, like, oh, saan ka galing? Saan ka galing? Tagasan ka? To her is invasion of privacy.
Well,
that
is a very chopper answer. Because you're so obviously, and I've brought this up hundreds of times on this show, you value so much the socialization, and it comes out in your advice. Your lifestyle.
He doesn't have to have a lot. I'm just saying based on sa kwento niya's experience. Tapos na betray pa siya. Tapos yung ganong normal conversation lang sa atin, I guess, like sa kanya, it was like, well, what is this, right? That's a trigger for him, you know.
And I wonder how many of us listen to this. Okay, he's 26, right? And we go, this is... It's almost like a living example of the amount of emotions that young people these days have.
Or could it also be like from an insecurity? I mean, because she... So he said, I don't know why he's saying she. He said, kasi ang bata pa ng boses niya. Because he said na, you said hanggang first year high school ka lang, and then you started working already, right?
Cover ba mga offense dun sa bata pa ng boses? Ano lang, bata na yung boss mo sa sound sign, not the experience and
not
everything.
Not the experience,
Chopper,
yeah.
Careful naman.
Stop it. Red, is could it possibly come from there?
What shade of red, though? What shade of red, Angelica? I mean, we could just...
Ang sama ninyo.
I almost called her Amsterdam. What was your question, babe? Sorry.
Just to clarify. Mm-hmm. Okay, I was working since I was 16, but I just finished college. I was working and studying at the same time. And yung na-feel ko lang right now as currently stands is hindi ako antisocial at all. I was so vulnerable with my previous company kasi, you know, we socialized a lot, you know, I opened up myself to them, you know, again, familiar level.
Red, I get that. And I don't mean to cut you off. I get it. You said it already. Okay.
Go.
But now what? Quickly though.
Yeah. Yeah, but now I feel like I cannot trust people. I have this paranoia sa likod ng utak ko na pag may nakilala akong bago, like kino-question ko lahat. It's like
okay.
It's like
okay, so listen. There's a bunch of thoughts in my head here, and the reason why I want to say it is because I know I'll forget it. And I apologize for that for everybody who are like, whoa, let the fucking guy talk. But I think we're hearing the same shit also coming out from him. Number one, I asked you earlier, how long have you been away? You've been away for a year. Okay, there is an adjustment period, and the Middle East life is I think the hardest of adjustments for us Pinoys. We migrate. That's what we do. We go out. We do it all the time. We have a whole fucking population of Filipinos. The OFW population that goes away. I always feel like the Middle East transition is the hardest for us. I've never done it. That's speculation. But you know, I've been there. It's harder. And then you're overworked. That I really truly acknowledge. And look at what you're doing. You fucking left your job to get two jobs.
I know.
It's like fucking scale down. You're like, you're not healthy enough to pull off a full-time job and then a night job. You're in recovery to a certain extent. And I would really want you and encourage you to just calm the fuck down with the work hours. If you're trying to get back, have some time for yourself so you don't feel like the whole world is attacking you. Now, those feelings, the anxiety, the feeling like you're being interrogated, I don't know where that comes from. I'm not a psychologist, and I'm trying to rack my brain here to think, what's the explanation on why he feels this way? I don't know. But I do know you're overworked. And even though you feel like you've recovered, we're starting to see now again the effects of this paranoia. I could maybe attribute this to too much work.
Mm-hmm.
That's why days off are important. That's why people are even saying, oh, we should have a third day off in the week, is to get back. Now, that's a little bit of a new school and old school meetup here with the old school's like, motherfucker, work 7 days. Work. That's what we did. That's what we did. Shit. You worked at 16. I worked at 17. And I worked fucking crazy hours and went to school.
Yeah.
I never had the challenges that you had, but we're all different. I just really think you need to lessen the amount of workload. You're in the middle of a transition of a lifestyle in terms of moving from one country to another, and then you're compiling so much shit in a young person's body with a really young person's mindset that I think it might just be a little overwhelming. Alex?
Ako psychologist, siguro mag-consult ka kasi overthinking. saka pressure, yung panic, yung anxiety, yung ano yan, lahat yan, ano, hindi yan, parang side effects yan ng something na bothering you, maybe nagmamadali ka, meron kang gustong ma-achieve, dapat nang slow down, stop overthinking. Kasi ang feeling na madidescribe ko, yung nagkape ka ng 10 kape, yung ganun ang feeling ng nararamdaman ko dati, para ma-describe lang ng mga tao yung nararamdaman itong batang to. Nagkaroon ako ng panic attack and anxiety. Ang pakiramdam nun, nagkape ka ng 10 beses, tas ang dami mong iniisip, hindi ka mapahinga, pag umiga ka, gusto mong gumalaw, pagka gumagalaw ka, nag-iisip ka, kaya kala mo absent-minded ka, pero ang dami mong sinasabi. Kaya nga, di ba dapat breathe in, breathe out, mga ganon, ang nakakaano. Pero kahit na nag-meditate ka na noon, yung utak mo linalabanan pa rin. Oh, ba't ka nag-meditate ka? No, malalabanan mo ako? Ganon ang mga, ganon ang utak ng anxiety. Basta mabilis. Ibalis mo lang. Para mararamdaman na intindi ako yung sinasabi niya. Kaya ngayon, pag mabilis kang nagsasabi, pinapahinga mo naman ngayon, pag may kausap ka, ina-analyze mo naman yung kausap mo. Ano kaya ang tension nito? Ano ba itong, ba't ka niya ako tinanong? Yun naman yung ano, yung may mga guilt feeling ka. Kaya dati, pag ako umiinom before, nang hindi pa ako, wala akong ano ha, walang depression, ang pakiramdam naman ng ano, alam niyo, nakainom ko ng marami, tapos lasing ka, tapos kinabukasan, iniisip mo, may mga nagawa ba ako kahapon? May naman makasabi ba ako?
Pinutok yun sa loob, di ba? Sinabi mo eh.
So, yun yung feeling nitong batang to. Kaya nga yung ano, di ba, yung kinakausap ko na walang intention na, saka nagtapos ng pag-aaral, ikaw yung nag-ano, kaya lalas lang. Hinga kang malalim.
Yeah, I might just repeat what I said, so I'll try not to. But those feelings, I think your brain is just so tired. And when you're exhausted, are you an athlete? Do you do sports? Do you do any kind of exercise, anything like that? I'm not an athlete.
Cycling.
Amazing. Yes. Well, that's the answer. Amazing. I want. In fact, of all of the answers, that was the one I was thinking about the most. Yeah. Because I, too, at some point cycled regularly. And the one thing that I learned in cycling, and Chopper can attest to this, is if you don't recover, you're fucked. Like, you don't take a day to rest or an certain amount of rest, not only will you burn out, you could die. Your kidneys can fail because of the intense amount of stress that you put your body. And this is all workouts. If you go to the gym, you can't go 7 days. We've learned this, right? In the past decade or two, you have to recover. In fact, they tell you all the time that the recovery is just as important as the workout itself. You're not recovering. You're taking two jobs. You're taking too much effort. You're putting too much of your body on the line. And then it's making your head go, everybody who asks me a question is attacking me or intruding in me. And because you're not resting. You're in high alert all the time. You will break down. And I hate to say this, you may find yourself again at the edge of a building.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you decide this time otherwise.
Diba, like when you're cycling, I don't know, do you wear a heart rate monitor when you cycle?
No.
No, okay. No. Well, so when we bike, kami ni Mohan, like we have the heart rate monitor, so alam namin, like nakikita namin where we're like
stressed. Yeah, how our body is stressed.
And when you're stressed, you gotta, you know, we have to remind ourselves, like, oh my god, we gotta let's slow the pace, or let's not do that climb, or okay, we can't bike tomorrow because that was really rough. And then when we're done with our bike, our watches actually tell us, like, oh, you bike this long. You actually, for the amount of exercise you did today, you need 16, 28, 48 hours of recovery. Yung ganon. So just adding to what Mohan is saying, like, and Alex, like, slow down, take a break. There's no rush in anything, right? And quit the part-time job. You don't need it.
Yeah, you don't need the part-time job. And remember, you're the head of a department at some point, so you are impressive.
Yes.
So there's no true need to overdo it. And if you overdo it, we're going to find ourselves here in these places mentally.
And when this conversation started, I remember Mohan, commenting that you'll slowly forget that, like, in the future as you get older with more work or years of working, and you're like, oh, I want to give my 100%. No, sometimes all you have is 50% for the day, and that's fine. You don't have to give 100% all the time. That's what, like, everyone is saying. Like, you got to give 200% into
If you follow the NBA, we see this problem all the time, but I see the mindset. Rest days. Star players are resting. No star player plays all 48 either because they need to sub out. You're not subbing out. And if you play on back-to-back nights or back-to-back, you know, road trips and all of that stuff, I'm using a basketball context, without subbing out of the game, you will break down. And when you break down, you lose the games. And an otherwise promising team, not going to make the playoffs.
Parang yung so, Lakers.
So, yeah, so you're a good team. You've got a good set. Like, you've got, you're educated. You've got great experience. You're 26, and you've been able to be ahead of a department. That's all amazing, especially in Doha, which is a really good country to be able to do all of this. But remember, too much time, still adjustments, too much energy, not enough recovery. You're going to break down. Okay? And I know your question is, how do I trust people? That's not even the question. I don't even think that question exists if you just get some goddamn rest.
Yeah.
Doon pa lang sa pagpili mo ng question, meron na tayong problem.
Yeah. Yeah,
you,
I mean, yeah, I don't,
cannot.
Because I don't even want to answer that question because you might try to attempt to implement the advice when the advice has nothing to do with trusting other people. In my opinion, yeah, the advice really is you just need to rest. Take a break.
Take it easy, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like if you
and I don't mean vacation. I mean,
ano mga gimmick mo?
Actually, yun nga, wala akong
gimmick. Wala akong time. Wala akong matropa, di ba?
Tawag ka,
sex problem naman.
Yeah. Sexual orientation. You got a boyfriend? Got a girlfriend? What's your shit?
No, nothing. Just flings on the side, you know.
Yeah? Boys or girls?
Meron na. Sorry?
Boys or girls?
Girls.
Yeah. Get online. Oh. Give ultimatums saying, you know,
you're young.
Five dates.
Nasa Doha ka. Ganda dyan sa Doha, promise.
We were just talking about this last week, how attractive those people are over there.
Yeah, actually they are.
Yeah, come on, live life. Come on, it's not just about work.
Okay.
Thank you guys.
You're good dude, man.
Yeah.
You're good dude. You're impressive too. So let's have some time.
Let's quit, make some time.
Quit the job, yeah. Please. I'm not telling you to go on vacation. I'm telling you outright quit your second job. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Please.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Take care, Ed.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Have a good day. Bye. Poor guy. Pero, you know, in showbiz...
Kung naging presidente natin yan, dahil niyang pinapatay. Ba't ganun ang pagkakasabi ng tao na sa akin? Di ba? Mahirap talaga. Kaya gusto ko talaga, balang araw, ayusin natin yung mga pinipili natin na mag-lead. Yung mga may karapatang magpasabog ng nuklear. Dapat alamin natin yan eh. Kasi pag nagka-timing yung mga tao na may mga topak, tapos may ability to press, matatapos talaga tayo dito. Yung pinag-aaralan ko yan si Elon Musk na yan eh. May pagkabilin yung mga ginagawa. May ginagawa, pinaplano ng hype
na. Hindi naman kakandidato si
Elon. I don't know. I think he takes the Donald.
Nasa posisyon na siya to do something ano eh.
No way. Fuck.
Yeah. Ah, tinanong ko, nagpapalipad siya ng ano, ng space.
Yeah, his satellite. His satellite
sumabog raw yung may mga mangyayari sa Earth. Delikado yung ganyan, ha?
I saw a bumper sticker on a Tesla and it says like in social media na parang I bought this Tesla before knowing Elon was crazy.
He's a little nuts. He is.
He's a lot nuts.
Yeah, he's fucking powerful right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll have one more call. Wrap it up here for the back-to-back of the AMAs. You're listening to Good Times World, the podcast, year 12, episode number 70. Shit, where are we at? Four, right?
Four. Yeah. Mga sandali lang, bago makalimuta ko lang eh. Si Elon Musk, nakikita natin yung development ng either superhero or villain. Masaktan lang ng konti yan, magiging villain yan, promise.
Oh, yeah. I think he's, broken. Yeah, I think he's
done. Nandito siya sa turning point, sa fork on the road. No? Pwede ba mag-superhero
pelikula to, di ba? Maganda yung goal niya, tapos bilang may nangyayari sa kanya, sumama yung loob niya. No?
I think he's not enough,
technology to destroy the earth. Because I no longer have my loved one here.
Who's the Philippine equivalent of someone who's stupid rich, but so volatile and dangerous? But I mean, really crazy money. Meron ba tayong ganyan? I mean, when you think the super like the super bridge, you know, the MVP, the
di ba? Mati ano kasi sa atin?
Hindi ba napagdaanan na natin?
I mean, Felix is
na natin sa previous president.
No, because I mean, while I mean, I'm talking fucking wealth. Like,
si Marcos ngayon, right? He's delusional, right?
I don't know if...
He
doesn't have the balls for it. Like, to me, Marcos is weak. His dad, yeah, fucking crazy. But I don't think if BBM wanted to be, like, he doesn't have the moxie to be a fucking dictator. He doesn't have it. Too soft. You know, you have to be
Don't say that. Don't challenge that.
No, I mean, he's not going to listen to this and be challenged. Yeah, yeah. But I don't think he's got it. He doesn't have it. Like, Digong could have. Like, he could have. Like, that. That's fucking crazy. Now, he's a little too old. But.
Oh, the daughter then. What the fuck?
Sarah.
Hindi naman sila pa ganun eh, na rich na.
You know, they're not ultra rich, but she's crazy. Ang sinasabi ko lang parang rich,
Elon talaga is flaunting it.
Yeah, no, but it has to be the almost equal mix, crazy and rich. And I don't think they've got that kind of money. They're still ass kissers in the end.
Oh, Manny Villar, hindi naman ganun.
Yeah, Manny's not crazy.
No, he's not.
He's crazy.
Jeez. No, Jesus.
He's not.
Yeah, okay, so Felix says CN Gaza. Now, I know he's no power, and that's not even, but if he were stupid rich like that, like fucking crazy.
Well, that's what I'm saying with Sara Duterte too. Like if she's like the crazy rich, like
more thinking of the gambling, na involved sa gambling ng mga 'yun naman nakakatakot na crazy rich, 'di ba?
Yeah, but that's because you've got a Chavez is just a goon. Like, that's goon. Okay. He's fucking just a mafia guy. I mean, there's no real power. He's not a smart man. Like, there's no real power, so it's whatever. Fuck. Who could it be? I don't know. We'll get to it.
I can't think of a crazy genius person too. Like, kind of like.
Yeah, because they gotta be smart. Yeah. They gotta be a bunch of things. Like, Elon's fucking smart.
Yeah, he is.
So I need crazy, rich, intelligent. And then motherfuckers are none of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, whatever. We'll take a break. Maybe during the commercial break, it'll come to us. Back after this, again, GTWM 74. Don't go away.
Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWM Podcast on Facebook.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWN Podcast on Facebook.
Alex, there's a question on the chat room here. Where can people buy tickets to the October 6th show, The One?
Ticketnet.com.ph. Yan ang ticketnet.com.ph. Kung gusto niyo naman yung mga old school na may mga ticket outlets tayo sa SM. Yan, so tingnan niyo lang. Nado naman lagi sa mga social media ko yung details. Pati yung link ng ng aking show, ado doon din. So please watch October 6th, The One, 1 hour new set. Yan, with
Are you done with all your jokes? I mean, you're ready. We're just waiting now, or where are we? Or where are you? Sorry.
Kasali ka, diba?
Right. Princess or writer. Right.
Sa jokes natin.
Yeah. Where are you on the set? Are you about 90, 80, 70?
Nasa mga 70 to 80 na ako. Kasi magta-travel ako sa... Kaya nga nagta-travel ako sa outside Metro Manila. Kasi doon ko binibitawan yung mga bago kong sets. I really need to ano. Tapos ngayon, madalas akong nag-open mic to try it. And nakikita ko may mga 70 to 80 na ako. And of course, I'm also taking care of all the logistics dito sa show na to. It's a one-man ano. Of course, may mga assistance tayo with the fellow comedians. Pero nakafocus ako dito sa mga sponsors, sa tickets, sa mga promo. Guesting ako sa mga radio. Ayan, of course, Magic 89.9 is supporting me. May promo tayo na every hour. And then, guesting sa TV, lalo na past 2 weeks na to, mga next 2 weeks na to before the show, nakapokus na kami sa mga TV shows and everything. And hoping na, ano, ubos na talaga yung VIP left and right and center. Yun nga, nagtatawa ako, yung pinakamahal ang naubos. So, ibig sabihin, yung target market ko talaga, are the rich and the, ano,
wow.
2,000. Yeah, 2,000 kasi yung, sabi nga ng New Frontier, Alex, ba't ang mura ng mga tickets mo? Kasi nga, nakikita ko yung mga ticket prices doon are 8,000. Yung mga singers, di ba? Mga 10,000. So, hindi naman ako mabibili pag gano'n. So, realistic lang naman ako. Sa 2,000, 1,800, 1,500, 1,200. So, inubos yung 2,000. Tama nga yung New Frontier. Sabi niya, ang mura ng ticket mo. So, hindi naman ako looking for... Kasi siyempre, we're trying to promote this comedy. We want to make sure na maraming manonood. Ang nangyari, nung wala nang masyado makita sa 2,000 na VIP, ay nilang magpunta sa mga 1,800. Eh maganda rin naman yung mga 1,815 na position. Yeah. So, ayun ang dilemma ko. Kaya yan, tamo, sabi ni Diet, ubos na yung VIP left, right, and center. Kaya pag binilang mo, nasa 700 yung tickets na nabibenta ko, pero VIP yun.
But you know what's good about comedy? And I mean, it's obviously, you want to sit as close as possible. But it's of all of the performances, it's the one that I least desperately need to sit in the front. Like, Chopper needs to sit in the front. She's like, fuck. I could sit in the back on a concert. Sports, I could sit in the back. I would prefer to sit closer, but I can thoroughly enjoy it all the way in the up, up, up. When I sold, like, Chopper tickets that are cheap, and if it's further out, she's like, she just, meh. She does that. But I think she would agree with me on this, that when it comes to stand-up comedy, that's the part where you don't necessarily have to be right in the front. I mean, the jokes, the laughter can resonate throughout the entire thing.
Yes.
Yes, oh, tama. So, meron siyang namang LED support na dalawa.
Right, right.
For those people who want to, ano.
So,
ako manonood, ayoko masyadong nasa, ano, medyo, doon ako sa 1-8.
Plus, when you're right in front, you're open, you're susceptible to being...
Ang ano ko lang, ang kinakaano ko lang, siyempre meron din tayong reality check. No? I know where I stand naman sa entertainment business, and this stand-up comedy is not yet that, ano, no? Kaya nila mapapanood nila sa online. Kaya ina-avoid ko na yung mag-upload ng online. Kung napansin niya, marami na nag-comment na naman, ang tagal mo na din nag-upload. Oy, luma na yung mga jokes na nakikita ko. Of course, di na ako nag-upload ng bago. Kung mapapanood niyo ako sa mga ano, doon ko na lang ginagawa sa mga bars, inilimit ko na yung upload ng ano. Kasi ang dami kasi ng ano eh, mga dahilan pag laon-laon na. Alam mo ha, ito, masishare ko lang. Of course, mga yan, sila Bruno Mars, mga ano, mga international, and they, ang mahal ng mga tickets. Dito, makaka-receive ko ng message na, wala bang libre? Biro mo, local artist ako, supporting, mataas ako magbigay ng sweldo sa mga kapwa comedians. Ayan ang masasabi ko talaga, kahit masabi nyo pa. Sa mga bar shows, I'll get like, kasi nga, dahil nga medyo okay na naman yung financial status ko, I give ng malaking share doon sa mga comedians na kasama ko. For example, imbis na mag-solo ako sa isang bar shows na I can earn 150,000 alone.
Yeah.
Kung ako lang, magtotopak ako, ako lang, tapos kailangan ko lang na isang opener na I can give siguro 10,000, I have 140,000 pesos on twice a week.
Yeah.
I can do that. Just imagine 200,000 pesos tapos up times 4, I can have 1 million in a month.
Yeah.
Ang ginagawa ko, I'll just get maybe 20% of the earnings. So I get 30,000 and I'll share the rest. That's natin pa 5,000 doon sa rest of the comedians.
Yeah,
and
so
they,
it's a bigger show. Yeah.
And they have now the motivation that this is, kasi yung for the love, kalokohan lang yan yung you're doing it for the love eh. Your loved ones will ask for you, your wife will ask for your, ano kinikita mo dyan? You have to show them na this is a lucrative, ano, tapos tinatapos ko na rin yung mga jokes about walang kinikita sa stand-up comedy. Binabago ko talaga yung ano na yun. Up to the point na I'm bragging na you can earn if you take this seriously. So, yung itong New Frontier Theater ko, itong kikitain ko dito, medyo mababa siya, pero in fact, mga 60% will be going to the comedians.
Nice.
And the rest are the artists and the suppliers. Parang giving them also trabaho for this. Ano, kasi okay na ako eh. Ayun na na-realize ko. Kung alimbawa ako startup pa lang, talaga magbabakaw ako sa limelight, sa pera. Pero now I'm also already stable. I'm just giving it to ano, paying forward and then doing a show to make people laugh. Ayun lang.
You're the Elon Musk of stand-up comedy.
Yeah, yeah. Mamimigay pa ng sneakers yan. Kasi ano nang namimigay? Sino yun? Si Kendrick Lamar ba yun? Namimigay ng Birkin sa concert or whoever that was?
Parapol nga ako ng ano eh. Umabot na ako sa point nagpapa-online raffle ako na I'm giving ano eh, a pair of my shoe eh. Yeah. Parang
that's
shoes para lang
maano. There you go. See?
I would never
ano,
do that.
Kasi ano, parang condition. Diba si Bruno Mars? Alam ko, I'm keep mentioning Bruno Mars or diba ba? Bruno Mars is like sa Bulacan mag-perform. On a Thursday, they will watch. Ako, ang daming condition. Alex, Friday, sayang. Friday. Ay, Quezon City. Ibig sabihin, I'm not that yet, ano? You're not, di ko pa rin. So, please watch lang the show if you really talagang fan. Masusurprise ko yung on 2 hours of non-stop laughter. So, yan.
Got it.
The one, Alex Calia birthday show, ticketnet.com.ph. And
love it.
And mga prices nasa social media ko naman and details. And thank you, Mo, for this. Ano,
yeah,
for
no,
this.
No. I mean, honestly, this is the, and in fact, I wanted to do a third episode tonight just to get as much promotion out of it, but I think we're running pretty late already. Maybe we can do another episode in the next couple of days just again to just build that momentum that we'd like to see for your show. But in the meantime, let us take our last call of the night and talk to Mark. Mark is 37. Is that right, Mark? 37?
Right. Yeah, 37. Yeah, 37.
San Diego, California. Very beautiful city.
Right.
Mark, do you guys have that problem that Alex and I and Chopper were talking about last week that San Francisco has at certain places of Los Angeles where people just break into shit and steal everything and run away and it's on TikTok and everybody goes crazy and think that the world is coming to an end? Do you guys have that problem down there as well?
Yeah, no, there's so many of that. Like, people just breaking in Nordstrom. Yeah, definitely.
That's real.
Have that everywhere.
Like that's not some TikTok bullshit. That's fucking real. You see it in front of your eyes.
Oh no, I didn't get to see it. I would just see it on YouTube or Facebooks or whatnot.
I think it's oversold, man. I don't think it's that bad.
I haven't. Yeah, I haven't talked to someone who's like, I've seen it.
Yeah, yeah, I haven't seen it yet. All right. Anyway, what's your problem, man? Welcome to the show. Thanks for being here. What's up?
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks, Mo. Hi, Mo. Alex, thanks for putting on the show. Long-time listener, I'm very, very nervous, so forgive me.
You sound a little nervous, but I think you can hold a conversation pretty well, so I think it's going to be fine.
Appreciate it. Thanks. So I'm going to put a little structure on my questions, I guess. I'm going to start with a question, and I'm going to follow with implication of what happened and in the backstory. So
you fucked up.
I fucked up, yeah. Okay. So I wanted to start with a question if you think this relationship is still fixable, and Chopper, if you think what I did was forgivable. And my question, or my other question is, what do you think I can do to fix the problem? I know it's very individualized and, you know, it can differ from one person to another, but I just wanted to get some of your two cents on this.
Sure. What'd you do?
So what happened was I recently proposed to my girlfriend of 4 years, and a week after the proposal, she found out I was cheating.
Nice.
So, right,
who
yeah,
were
just
you banging?
1 week.
Who was it? Was it somebody she knew? Was it her cousin?
She does not. So it's all she. So the backstory was, I met this girl 4 years ago. So I was in Cebu. I was there, and towards the end of my trip, the last 3 days, I downloaded a dating app, and
she played Call of Duty.
She does not.
Okay.
But then, during that time, me and my girlfriend, now fiance, we'd only been together for about a month, so I was still on my head up, still feel like I was single. So I downloaded the app. I met a girl, and then that same night we went out for dinner and we had sex that same night, and then I met her a couple more days after that, but this time it was just nothing happened. Didn't have sex. We just had breakfast or lunch or whatnot. And then I had to fly back. When I flew back.
Oh, so you met this girl when you were on vacation? Years ago?
4 years ago.
4 years ago.
Okay, okay. So you've been Amboy for a while.
Right. Yeah. I've been here for about 16 years.
Okay. Okay. All right. Got it. Okay.
Right. So, a couple more times, nothing happened. Went back. I continued talking to her for a few months, but I felt like that time I was getting serious with my girlfriend, and I knew it wasn't sustainable because it was long distance. So we abruptly stopped talking. After we stopped talking, she completely disappeared. Like, she was off social media. Couldn't find her anywhere.
Question. How does your girlfriend know? How does your fiance know about all of this? I mean, because you're talking about the distant past here.
Right.
How'd you get, like, what happened?
Yeah. So I'm going to get to that in a little bit. So she disappeared. I find out she had a boyfriend. And then fast forward 4 years later, I got caught while I was cooking, and it was purely feel like it was women intuition. She never checked my phone, and then this girl never messaged me, and then all of a sudden she messaged me, and then that one time my girlfriend checked my phone, or my fiance then she found the message.
I don't think it's intuition. I used to believe in intuition before. But right. And maybe we just say the word intuition, but we don't mean it. Something changed, man. Something changed in the way you were carrying yourself. Trust me, man. Maybe you started changing the way you looked very so subtly. Maybe you started doing something. Trust me, the intuition thing. Maybe we say women's intuition is real because guys are stupid and they'll just
right.
You're just kind of coincidentally catching them. But as I've done the show more and I've just kind of grown and matured and kind of just assessed my own life and all that, sometimes you've made a subtle change, you don't even know it.
Yeah, but the girl, that was the first time that the girl texted after 4 years, right?
I know, that's what I'm saying. Right. So the girl texted him, you let off something.
No, that he was cooking.
I know, but she may have texted you. Okay, when you were cooking and the girl texted, that was the first text out of 4 years, or were you texting a little bit within that week or something?
No, so I'm gonna give a little bit more of detail. So fast forward 4 years. So 4 years ago we met. Fast forward 4 years later, she showed up on my Facebook suggestion.
That's what I'm talking about. Something changed. So she comes back into your life. You're giving a subtle hint. Sometimes it's people just start working out. They start doing this. I mean, we say this all the time on the show for years. Alex, you know this too, right? It's people are gonna be like, "Work out na yung asawa mo." Why? Something changed. Meron. Okay. And
I didn't have opinion,
before you even notice it, there's a pattern that's right. No longer coincidence. They can read it. They know you better. They fucking live with you. They see you take a shit. They know when something has changed. Okay?
Got it.
That's what happened. And I don't know if you can identify it or not. But anyway.
Yeah. So she showed up on my friend's suggestion. That was last December. And that time I have a planned trip to go back because I'm attending a wedding in May. So from December to about May, we were continuously talking. Right. And I'll be honest, during that time, I felt like since we're both Filipinos and my girlfriend / fiance, she's not Filipino, I felt like we developed some connections. Like she would send me like Filipino jokes, or she would send me like Filipino songs, things like that.
Yeah, yeah. That's all bullshit. By the way, that's all bullshit. That's
you're attracted to her.
Yeah. Well, and not that. You're looking for... I mean, it could be kind of a work thing, right? Oh, I can't talk about this with my husband because he's not in this industry. I could talk about it with this... Now I'm going to justify that connection. That's fucking bullshit, right? You're looking to cheat. That's what you're doing. So...
Right.
Okay, now here's a problem with really fucking long stories with so much details. I forget where we are, okay? So... Yeah.
2 weeks after he proposed.
No, I don't want to repeat it. That's like the actual last thing I want to do. I just want to get to what the fuck the problem is. So when did you get caught cheating?
So I got caught like a week after I proposed.
Okay, when was this? It's
that was about a month and a half ago.
Okay, all right. So in the month and a half, what has been going on with you? I don't care about this girl. I care about your fiance. In the month and a half, what's been going on?
She moved out of the house.
Okay,
she blocked me everywhere.
Okay.
At one point, her family messaged me, and yeah.
Okay, this is what I care about. Now, outside of this girl in the Philippines with this Filipino connection to your roots, have you been cheating on her with somebody else?
No. So, well, yes. So,
okay.
Let me tell you.
I'm trying to establish what kind of fucking asshole you are. Are you you just happen to can't help yourself because she's so amazing and fuck, you're, you know, too far away? Or are you just womanizing?
Nothing like that. So this was still 4 years ago. I'm going to say yes because it was still cheating, because she basically, like a week after we got official 4 years ago, I was basically still texting.
In the most recent past, have you been cheating outside of this girl?
No.
Okay, good. Okay, so you've been blocked. The family's contacted you already. They had a family meeting. They said, fuck this guy. And what else?
She moved out.
She moved out. Okay, yeah, that's right. Okay. So how long have you – and this is – sorry. Fuck, this is why there's so many details.
Are you talking to her, to your fiancé?
Hold on. When did she move out?
About maybe a month ago.
Okay, perfect. And in the past month, you've been trying to win her back?
I have been trying, but I didn't know where she moved to, and just don't have any means of communication.
When's the last time you
everywhere.
Actually messaged her or spoke to her?
Man, about 3 weeks ago.
What was that interaction about?
We basically was just talking about apologizing, and I'm telling her, hey, I'm getting therapy. Thanks to BetterHelp and your show. So I'm doing that.
Oh, you did.
And
nice.
So I did use.
Okay, so what is then her reaction to the I'm getting therapy, I'm trying my best? What was the reaction?
Didn't care. Like, all she said was, you know, do it for yourself, whatever. And she just pretty much just changed the topic to something else and say bye, and then stopped talking.
And then fuck off. Okay, I think
this
is, now this call is interesting for me. Okay, because you're asking us how to win her back. I don't think that's possible anymore, Mark. What's the question exactly?
If for Chopper, you think this one's forgivable, and then for you both, if you think this is fixable, or if it is, what can I do to fix it?
Why can't I be asked if it's forgivable? I mean,
I just wanted to get a woman's point of view.
Anyway, I'm fucking with you. Okay, all right, let's go. You said the line earlier before we get to Chopper. You said the line earlier, it's a very individualistic thing.
Right.
I literally have seen a bunch of cheating recently that was so vile compared to this shit that went forgiven. Okay? So it is very individual. And what your fiance... Well, you keep saying girlfriend / fiance. I'm going to say ex-girlfriend / ex-fiance. What she is I am not tolerating this bullshit from you. And that's where she's at. I really, really don't think you get her back. I rarely say that on the show. I think, not that I give hope, but I always think people kind of go through so much bullshit. Every couple has gone through stuff, in fact, worse than this.
What nationality?
Mm-hmm. She's Taiwanese.
Oh, okay. All right. Asian. So I'm trying to think if there's any Asian connection. I have seen, and I think most relationships have worse shit than what you've gone through. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen them forgiven. Many of us probably have experienced something worse than this and have forgiven. The fact that your ex-girlfriend, ex-fiance has not forgiven you means to me she's never coming back.
Mm-hmm.
That's my take.
3 weeks. I think, I don't know, because it's individualistic, but to most point, like, there have been worse that were forgiven, right? So it really is up to her. The only way you would find out is being persistent in your efforts to try to win her back.
Until when?
that's what I was going to ask you, Mo, and Alex. Like, how long should he try to keep winning her back? Because it depends also with you. What's the name of the caller again? Sorry.
Mark.
It depends on you, right? How much you really, really want her back and love her that you like sincerely, like, I freaking fucked up. I got to do whatever it takes. Or you're like, I've tried. Like, I'm asking because, like, if there's no chance, I'm just going to stop trying. Like, where are you there?
Funny, I don't even think you did that big of a deal. Like,
what's that?
I don't even think, I honestly don't think what he did was that big of a deal. And she does. That's why I'm saying you're fucked. Because.
Right. Oh, is that what you're saying? Like, this was her out. Like, okay, it's not.
No, it's not her out. This is her code. I talked about code earlier. There's a non-negotiable. And her non-negotiable is really. I mean, it's great. Good for her, right? Good for her. Sorry, mm-hmm. brother. Good for her. That she's able to do that with such...
Correct, because what's going on in her mind right now, Mark, is that... Well, not right now, but when she found out, it's like, we've been together for 4 years. You've been fucking with me for 4 years.
No, he wasn't, though.
But she doesn't know that. There's no way for her to trust him.
No,
even if he says, like, no, it was only during the beginning. We weren't even, like, together. We were only dating 1 month. After that, like...
I disagree. I think you're speculating.
What could be happening in her head.
I disagree that. I mean, can anything be happening in her head? Sure, but I don't want to say, oh, this is what she's thinking. What I feel is she's got a zero tolerance policy for any kind of cheating at any point, and that's it. And you got caught, and you're done. Okay.
And she does. Yeah. She would tell me. She would tell me during the duration of our relationship. Like, she would always tell me, like, if I catch you one time, this relationship's over. But you know, at this point, I'm just trying to be optimistic.
Hold on. Okay, fine. I'll take that. Alex, how long do you think this guy should before he gives up?
Now.
Yeah, me too.
Michael. Fight. Alam mo lang wala. Kahit naman sa anong baligan ka niyan, hell na bibigay sa inyo yan, pare. Dahil lahat ng kilos mo. Alam mo, pag ang babae na buksan na, may inis ka na sa kanya kasi ang susunod na away niyo, ba't kailan ka makukuha yung tiwala mo? Magtiwala ka, wala na, magkakaroon. Nasa kanya na yung alas, bibigyan ka niya ng mga condition na alam mong going to the same direction na, kailangan, higpit ang kanyan. Wala kang magagawa kasi ikaw may kasalanan. So, ayun naman tanong dyan, hindi naman yung how long pag nagkabali ka kayo. Akala ko sige, okay na. As in, okay na, wala.
No, simula lang ulit ng bagong challenge.
Reset? May pindutan na reset na tapos ganun. Hindi. Kaya nga, nag-check yung ano mo, yung fiancé mo ng phone kasi nakaramdam siya. Ngayon, ang gagawin ng karamdaman. Alam mo, sinunod na nangyayari sa fiancé mo. Nag-backtrack yan.
Exactly.
Nang lahat. Nakaramdam ako ng ganun.
That's what I'm saying, like, stuff, mag-replay na sa mind niya. Like, siguro, like, you can hope on the, siguro, kahit na may zero tolerance policy siya, maybe, i-consider niya to forgive, diba? Pero the fact na yung sinasabi ni Alex, pag nalaman mo, iisipin niya, maybe that time,
I
don't agree.
Ang pinakamasakit sa naloko, yung i-review mo lahat.
Yeah.
Na potential na naloko ka.
Absolutely,
na nagdadagdag sa ano mo. Ang galing nga mo ba yun, naispitan eh. Ako kahit ako sa pagkatao ko, hindi ko kaya yan eh dati. Magbibigay ako, ako. Pero, believe ako sa mga taong who can cut it. And, doon ako sa side na babae ah.
I'm not saying what Alex and Chopper saying is wrong. I'm just saying I don't agree. Like what Alex just said, we agreed with give up now. But I don't agree with what he said regarding because your life is going to be hell and she's going to... No, that's what you have to offer her. You have to offer the willingness for your life to be hell, right?
If you that's what it will take. Okay? Yeah.
So Alex is telling you don't do it because your life's going to be hell. I'm telling you make your life hell if you want her back. You have to go, I have no more freedoms. I've got no more access. You have complete access to my shit. You track me wherever the fuck you want. You are now offering all of it. To back.
Right.
You can do that. You can try that. And if she says no, then I think you're done.
You're done.
Because
yeah, ano ko sa'yo. Pero
But she's Asian. So, like, if she were, like, if she were American, well, I mean, I don't know how Asian she is. Like, you said she's from Taiwan, but I don't know if she grew up here. If she grew up here, maybe different, right? But, mm-hmm. you know, I think to Americans, when you say, here are my passwords, here's my phone, here's another thing, they'd be like, oh, shit. Like, this is because, you know, privacy is a big thing to Americans. Pero sa atin, it's not that big of a deal, right? Like you know, how many times do we have callers on the show go, yeah, how did you catch your boyfriend or your husband or your wife cheating? Oh, I just read her Facebook messages. How? I was just sitting there on the computer. Like, Asians, we have access. So you're going to sell access. It might not be enough.
That's your last, okay. That's the only way. That's your only, yeah. That's your last card.
But kind of jumping what Alex is saying is, see, Alex doesn't want that. But I would if I wanted her back.
Yeah, so nasaan ka ba sa...
Yeah, where are you? Are you like ready to give up your privacy? Are you ready to give up every single fucking message that you get on your phone between now and the next 25 years? Or are you going to be like, it's not worth that much trouble, man. I would rather still have some sense of who I am. Because you're selling yourself.
Yeah. No, I think I'm ready to do that. But I feel like, you know, towards the end, I'm going to try to work on... maybe regaining her trust so I can have just a little bit of a freedom later on.
Yeah, that shouldn't be in your mindset.
That's not going to happen.
Well, it might happen. It's just not in your mindset.
Don't think that. Yeah. Think the worst, no freedom.
Yeah. Got you. Okay.
And if you're willing to give that up for her.
Let me reverse the question. Paano kung siya nag-cheat? Anong gagawin para niya para magtiwala? Anong gagawin mo pag siya nag-cheat?
I don't know, Alex. I know I probably won't be able to forgive her, I'll be honest. I know it's a wrong answer, but yeah.
You won't forgive her?
Mm-hmm. I won't be able to.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's really kind of
where you are,
That's why I'm saying I don't really I don't want to say zero. I don't like your chances. They're really small.
Yeah. Just try one last time with that offer and see where it goes.
Yeah. But her family's involved. They think you're a shitbag.
Right, yeah.
In the end, I kind of like her integrity because I'm what I'm telling you is there have been worse that a lot of us have experienced and have forgiven. Mm-hmm. And I kind of respect that she's like, no, fuck you.
Got it. Yeah. Thanks, Mo. Yeah. No, I mean, that's pretty much all the question I have. But no, yeah, thanks. Like I said, thanks to your show, I've been going through therapy. Just pretty much know the root cause of the things that what I'm doing and why I'm doing it.
Libog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a big part of that.
It's like, I don't think this one needs therapy. I think like if you got married with her, if you guys got together, you're going to need a little bit of counseling. Pero sa totoo lang, wala pa sa level na yun.
Well, we don't know. I mean, we don't know what your life looked like. I mean, did your parents cheat on each other? Like all that stuff should be dissected. I mean,
right.
So if you come from a good family with not too much cheating or maybe a little bit, or was there a lot? I mean, all of that stuff, I think, plays a part as you get older and you start assessing your own relationships. So therapy can help you with that. I mean, if you've come through some fucking crazy role models, then you're going to need it. You're going to need to talk to somebody about it. Okay?
Thanks. And I just want to put it out there for, I guess, for other people who are
people
cheating
follow
too.
You on Tinder? Yeah,
just really, really quick. So, you know, like when I was in this situation, I felt like, oh, I think I'm in love with this girl. I feel like we have connections, chemistry. But the moment I got caught, everything was just, it didn't matter. Like, I don't think I had any connection. I don't even think she was that pretty. It was those crazy shit that I started realizing after I got caught.
Dropped like
I don't
a
know,
hot
man.
Potato, right?
It's like a post-nut clarity that I had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Post-nut clarity.
Yeah. Oh my gosh! Thanks for sharing that part.
Yeah, I honestly, I don't like your chances here. Let's just be honest. But but shit, I would.
Fiance mo nagkaroon ng post nut clarity.
Yeah, exactly.
If she does forgive you, I mean, I think you guys can be an incredibly successful couple. But that's the thing, because you'll know, man. You'll know the hard way.
Mm-hmm. Right. One. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Mo. Thanks, Chopper. Thanks, Alex.
I'm rooting for you, though. Please keep trying. I mean, try. Try one last time.
Does she listen to the show? Because you've been listening for a while. I wonder if she listens to the show.
It's funny because back then, like during COVID. I actually messaged Mo. I don't know if you still have the thread, but we were doing like a long drive to Oregon, and I messaged Mo, hey Mo, we're binge listening to your show the whole time. So that time she would start realizing, oh, there's like some crazy shit going on in the Philippines with all these callers. But okay. she doesn't listen anymore. She only listened to me that one time that we would binge listen.
I don't know. But send her the link. Say, call. Hey, remember that podcast I called? And this is me coming clean and telling you I'm willing to do everything. And I think maybe it'll help. Shit, I don't know. But I admire her. But I also think you guys can be successful if you pull it off. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Appreciate it, Mo. Thank you so much.
Good luck, brother. Thanks, man. Have a
good
day.
Good luck, Mark. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Right, bye. Whew.
Tintin, LA. Sinasabi na yung pretty, yung isang girl.
Yeah. He meant the other
girl. So okay na tayo, girl, ha? Yung girl na naka...
Well, Tintin's message is you said you realized she wasn't that pretty. No, he was meaning the other girl. Like, when he got caught, he realized, oh my
God. Side chick
niya. Yeah, I can't believe it.
Okay na, Tin. Huwag na natin i-ano yung lalaki. Kasi nagano pa si Tin. Oh, wow. I hope she doesn't listen to that part. You said you realized she wasn't that pretty. OMG, no. Relax, girl. Relax. Tama na. She was referring to the other girl. Okay?
The other girl. Yun nga yung gusto niya ma-share sa public. Parang lesson yung pag nag-cheat ka at akala mo, ang ganda-ganda, mahal na mahal mo. Pagka nalaman na ng tunay mong mahal, biglang hindi mo na mahal at hindi na maganda yung side piece mo.
Maganda yung message nung guy. Maganda naman yung message.
I want to know how old this girl was, like the fiance. Because, again, I'm going to go back to my... I think when you're young... You can establish these rules that I'm never going to go through this with this person. I'm never going to go through that. And if they ever do that, fucking leaving them. And then when you get older and you realize life is so complicated and complex, and then you start forgiving a lot of that stuff or overlooking it or making compromises to your own morals.
Baka nga. Yeah.
You know, you're like, oh my God, if I ever saw a message on the phone that, oh, you know, whatever, I miss you, I love you, you'd be like, fuck that. And then you fucking actually do see it. And then you see it a second time. And a third time, and a fourth time. You're like, oh my God. Life is too hard to just cut right then and there. So do it early. Do it early. But
mayap talaga mag-decision pag nasa emotion ka pa.
Yeah. She's been able to dodge him though for 3 weeks.
Oh, tama.
I don't like his chances, as I said. Anywho.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody, for hanging out with us this weekend. Alex, I hope, again, we are able to pull this off one more time before the big show. We wish we were there for this big show. Sorry, but, you know, we're so far away. But maybe one of these days we'll have attendance. We'll be in attendance for one of these big birthday shows that you're throwing out there. But the one, October 6th. Please get your tickets. Is it ticketnet.com.ph?
Yes.
Thank
you. Yung avail niyo ano yung for while supply last, 4 tickets, 2 cups, Punchline and GTWM signed. Yun, avail niyo yun. Okay? Uy, kakabili lang, dahil bumili, fresh. Yeah, salamat.
Wow, thank you, Aaron.
Thank you, brother. Yeah. All right, we'll see you guys next time. I think BSC is on Thursday this week, and then one of ours, hopefully before, or maybe shortly after that, possibly weekend, we know. I'll let you guys know once Alex's schedule is a little bit more clear. But thanks for hanging out. We'll see you guys next time. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.